Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to the president of the Marion County Historical Society, Marla Suter, as she talks about the Marion County Historical Village Festival of Trees coming up this weekend. Festival of Trees coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I guess first off, why is it important for the people of Marion County to come out here and enjoy Festival of Trees this weekend?
Well, we have quite a treasure here at the village, at the historical village. We have 8 buildings out here, and it is jam-packed, each and every building, with Marion County history. So anytime we have an opportunity to open the doors and welcome the public in, we certainly welcome it.
Now, this is something that's been going on for quite a while. Different years you guys have been doing this thing. Now, take us through, what exactly is the Festival of Trees?
We invite people in the community, businesses, individuals, nonprofit organizations, to bring their decorated Christmas trees out here. We place them all in each one of the buildings. It looks like this year we're going to have about 40 trees. And then we have buckets that we place beside each tree. And the public can come out and they can vote for their favorite tree. We do have prizes for the first, second, and third place, the most votes. And the public votes by placing coins or paper dollars, we like those too, into each bucket.
So it's kind of a chance for people to come out, see these trees, and get a little bit of a chance, if you will, to check out Marion County history.
Absolutely. And we have other things going on here too. We have entertainment, some musical favorites from the community. We have a refreshment table set up in the machine shed. You can go and enjoy cookies and drinks, and we'll be serving popcorn from our popcorn wagon. So it's just a great time to get together, enjoy your other community members, see the trees, see the village, and enjoy the museum and all of Marion County has to offer.
What is your favorite part about Festival of Trees?
Seeing the kids. It is amazing to see the kids. Some of these kids, they save their change and they come out with baggies full of change and they go around and they vote for their favorite trees. They really enjoy the different decorations.
Now, are some of these trees, they're all going to be in buildings, or are they going to be outside, or where are they all going to be?
All of the trees will be in the buildings, and we'll have trees in every single building this year. So we don't put any trees outside, so you can come on in, get warmed up. The buildings that we have, two buildings out here that are heated. The ones that are not heated, we will have fires going in the wood stove. So it's just very, very charming.
What are some of the entertainment that you have coming out?
We have a couple of Knoxville Community Choirs going to be out here doing a performance for us.
So would you consider it a family type atmosphere, I guess is my question?
Absolutely. Family friendly.
And it's a way to kind of kick off the holiday season in a way.
It sure is. We're going to have a silent auction out here. Members of the Historical Society got together, had a craft day. We made some fabulous, fabulous craft items. We also have a few donations from people in town. So come on out and participate in the silent auction, and you can do a little of your early Christmas shopping at the same time.
Now, what are some of these, I guess, what do the proceeds and donations go towards?
It's a joint fundraiser. It's a fundraiser for us because we need funds, obviously, to keep the place going. But we're also sharing the funds with Impact Community Action.
Okay, now when it comes to these events here at the Marion County Park, at the Historical Society, I know you guys got this going on, the Festival of Trees. You guys got things going on throughout the year that a lot of people don't know about. Where can people go? Is there a Facebook? Is there a webpage? Or where can they go to find out more information and, you know, take advantage of the history in Marion County?
Absolutely. We have a Facebook page. We also have a website. You can go to that. We try to push out newsletters. If you want to get, you can join, obviously, and that would help you stay in the loop with everything. Our membership here is extremely reasonable. It's $15 for a year. I mean, and that entitles you to free admission to the museum, so you really can't beat that.
If you could describe Festival of Trees to anybody who has never heard of it or seen it or been a part of it in one word or few words as possible, how would you describe it?
Wow, that bus really hit me hard. Charming, quaint, old-fashioned history.
Well, I think sums up pretty good. Is there anything else Marion County residents should know about the Festival of Trees coming up?
Come on out. We're going to be out here Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5 each day. Just bring the family and have a great time.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to President of the Marion County Historical Society, Marla Suter, for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at knikrls.com.